Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guest became famous singing his heart out on national TV last fall. When I say out, I mean, of course, gay out. Maybe that's not new anymore in the music industry, but it does mean it's not easy for a queer guy to get those mainstream votes on those shows. Nor is it easy to get the industry to support you if you start your career being so out of the closet. We'll get to that. To kick off the holiday season, he's doing a special two-night show at Martuni's Piano Bar on Valencia at Market this Saturday and Sunday night at 7 p.m. Well, what's so special about it? Well, we're going to get to that. He's chosen a classic early 70s record to sing. We're going to find out what it is and why he's chosen it. Plus, how his career's going 1 year after supposedly making it on national TV. Jason Brock, welcome back to Out in the Bay.
Hey, thank you, Marilyn. It's great to be here.
Good to see you. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. And vice versa.
And I know you've been through a lot. You know, 1 year later, you were on X Factor. And you got voted off, but you had Britney Spears on your side.
I did. She became a true fan, she said.
That's awesome. And here you are a year later, and you have a good management company, and you're working on your career. But I'm curious how that's going a year later after such a big splash.
Yeah.
What that's been like for you.
Well, it's been interesting. You know, I would say the impact that the X Factor had on my life and career was huge. And it still is, because people know who I am a lot more than they would have before. So I still have more exposure, more of an online presence. Like, people know, people get in touch with me from all over the world and stuff, even now. But it's definitely not as much as it was then, because that was like, I was hot. So hot.
You're on TV.
I was on TV. But, you know, I'm not on TV anymore. Not national TV. So,
what other TV?
Local. I do local TV.
When you're on YouTube and you built
YouTube
a following.
Stuff. Right, right. But my career since then has really been more like a lot of live shows. I do a lot of live performances and recording. And I have a few new singles on the way. I've released one already. It was like a dance single around San Francisco Pride. I performed live on the main stage there and released that new single. And
that's good.
Wore a sparkly outfit.
That's gay pride in San Francisco. It hasn't changed much over the years. Still too many people with too little clothing on.
Right.
That's all right.
Yeah. But, you know, I wanted to be, like, on Glee and stuff. That never happened. I'm still trying, honestly, even with my manager. But it's just, it's hard to get those big dreams.
Don't you think you need to be in L.A. or New York? I mean, that was one of my next questions, is when are you moving to New York or L.A.?
Well,
and probably L.A. if you want to do TV.
I know, right?
Although theater and you know, cabaret is in New York.
You know, it's interesting. I'm actually right now talking about doing a cabaret at one of the biggest clubs in New York, which I won't say the name because we haven't signed a contract.
Good, don't.
But you know, that could happen there. And then L.A., there's stuff there as well. And I've thought, hey, I need to go there to be successful. Because here in San Francisco, I am pretty successful. I do a lot of shows and I get hired
tickets.
For events. I sell tickets. But it's not like L.A. If I was in L.A. doing what I do today, I would probably have something bigger, to be honest. Because,
so like I said, let me rephrase the question. When are you moving?
Well, I just can't do it. I guess I feel like I love San Francisco. I have my friends here. I have school.
It's a big thing to do.
Yeah. I there's certain things I want to do here that I feel like I'm committed to. But
you have school?
I'm thinking about it.
What are you doing in school?
I'm actually getting my degree in voice and performance.
Good. Where are you doing that?
At San Francisco State.
State.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And you may know Dee Spencer, my usual pianist.
Sure, you're a pianist.
She is the head of music and dance over there.
Uh-huh, that's right.
So it was a pretty natural decision.
Sure. Well, it's good to get a degree. Everybody needs that. That's a good thing to do.
That's right. And I want to go to Japan. So
you're
after I get
you're
that
interested
degree.
In over there. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like you're doing fine. You're young enough. You can just keep going along doing that and get those goals completed.
Yeah.
And then you can go to L.A.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or you could just go to L.A. for a couple weeks at a time here and there and get some bookings. And
right.
You know, look, it's L.A. You could be there in 4 hours.
That's true. It's close.
Not driving. I mean flying.
Flying,
it's 4 hours door-to-door, really.
Right, right.
And you just go, I can be there this afternoon.
Yeah.
I'll be there tonight. You just go get on a plane and you go down there, you know?
Exactly. And there's definitely things that come up where I do go down there, so.
What did you learn about yourself in this year and the experience you went through? Because you came out on stage, you said that you were doing it for the gays in Japan because of the earthquake, and you were very out. And, you know, that's not that usual. People may think people do that, but right. a lot of stars wait till they're very rich to come out. Ricky Martin, Ellen DeGeneres, Rosie mm-hmm. O'Donnell. Not that I'm mentioning names, but, you know, people do because it's not safe, and it wasn't mm-hmm. safe back then, and it hasn't, it is maybe it's not that safe now. So what is your take on how this looks now?
Well, you're so right that it is true. I've watched a lot of reality shows myself, and people don't, even if you think they're gay, it usually never gets on TV early on. Yeah, they don't say it. And even if they did, it was edited out, usually. Right. So I was one of the only people who did that, and it stayed. But I was definitely conscious about it at the time. I wanted to be out from the beginning. And I just wanted to be, like, a role model or, like, make a difference in the world, like, as an out performer.
What is wrong with you?
I know. But, like,
that's such a San Francisco kind of attitude. Have you not smelled the money?
I mean, oh, I know. I know. I do wonder. I wonder if it would make a difference. I mean, I don't think about it that much, but
I'm asking you if it's made a difference so far. I mean, suppose maybe it's a location more than being out, but maybe being out is part of it.
I think a lot of gay people and gay organizations and stuff are more interested in me because I'm obviously gay and very out and always have been.
That's true. There's a market. There's mm-hmm. a lot of work there.
Yeah, there is.
You can do the gay circuit.
Exactly.
That pays sometimes better than some of the other circuits.
Sometimes. Sometimes it does.
There's some nice concerts to be had.
Right.
Follow spots and 800-seat yes. theaters. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember. Mm-hmm. Well, so let's listen to a little bit of your singing because that's, of course, what you're known for. Jason Brock is my guest here on Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. He's going to be at Martuni's Piano Bar on Valenciette Market this Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. singing. Well, we're going to get to that. We're not going to talk about that yet because that's really so exciting to me.
I'm excited.
And we're going to listen to you do a little a cappella here on the show. But I do want to play the recording that you brought from the X Factor last fall, just almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
I do want to play that. It's the hit from what, 19, we think the late 70s, early 80s. We didn't
Something
look it
like
up
that.
Before we went live. But it was a big, huge pop hit by Bonnie yeah. Tyler called Total Eclipse of the Heart. Let's listen to a little bit of that. This is Jason Brock from The X Factor. Jason Brock. That's who we're listening to. Jason Brock here on Out in the Bay sing "Total Eclipse of the Heart," the Bonnie Tyler hit. on the X Factor mm-hmm. on Fox TV from last fall. I mean, it's such a great song because it builds. I'm looking at the time, though, as we're sitting here listening, and it's only like a 2 minutes. They had to edit it down to like a 2 minute song.
That's right.
It's not the full song.
You rarely sing the full song on those shows because mm-hmm. of their time, their
because
programming
it's network,
time.
Yeah.
And that was my last song on the show when I was eliminated. Oh, sad. And also, it's just interesting.
I don't mean to be laughing at that, but it's just the way you look.
It's okay.
He's gripping his stomach as he says that.
It's so emotional. But, you know, that it's interesting because I do live performance now, and I don't even know who the background vocalist on that song was. I never even met him. It's just, it's so impersonal in some ways. That's all I'm saying.
So painful. Did you go through a down period?
I guess I haven't gone through that much of a down period. Some
Good.
People say there's a depression.
Why shouldn't you? You were famous.
Yeah.
It made you famous.
And I'm always going to be more famous than I ever was before that show.
Right.
So, yeah. So that feels
no
good.
No regrets, right?
Like I was saying earlier off the radio, it does feel good to be famous, to have people know you, and makes you feel good about yourself.
It does.
Yeah.
Especially for us, you know, artists.
Yes, yes.
Who are needing attention.
Yes. One thing that we need, I know I can speak for me, is I do need attention. I love to perform and get attention.
So, you know, Adam Lambert came out, we think, after he was on American Idol. I mean, we all thought, the gay people thought, he was probably gay.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, back to that whole idea about people sort of staying in the closet, and you didn't. And I think that's part of the new wave of what we're dealing with now, I think, with marriage equality, mm-hmm. with DOMA being repealed. I mean, that was after your appearance on this TV show. But the gays in the military being yeah. liberated, that whole thing being opened up. The whole culture is becoming, there's a majority of people in this country that feel like it's that gay people aren't the devil.
Yeah.
And that, you know, live and let live. And
right.
there are more important things to be worried about than who you want to marry.
Yeah.
And so that's been a tide shift. And I think you being able to come out like that even a year ago is part of that, part of the sort of zeitgeist of what's going on in our country.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
You feel that way?
I do. I feel like, you know, I really did want to push that forward too. Like, just by the simple fact of being out from the beginning. And then I was almost testing that TV show to see if they were going to keep me. You know, I knew they were interested, but I thought, oh, are they going to want to keep me after I'm so obviously out? And I talk about my boyfriend all the time and, you know.
But they did? Or are you saying they?
They did. And
yes,
they never
they
edited me.
No.
They never edited it out. Yeah. So good for them.
Now, Saturday and Sunday night at 7 o'clock at Martuni's Piano Bar at Valencia and Market here in San Francisco, you were doing two shows, the Saturday and Sunday show each of those nights. And this show, you've got some cohorts with you.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your musicians playing with you.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, I usually work with Dee Spencer, the pianist, but I am now working with Alan Choi for this show because mm-hmm. Dee was out of town. Mm-hmm. And Alan Choi is amazing.
Piano player.
Amazing piano player. He's played for like Audrey Hepburn, Joan Rivers, like amazing people. I'm always blown away. But Alan has done a lot in the city and elsewhere. Then I've also got Michelle Ianiero. I should pronounce that right. She's a local theater star. She does a lot of musical theater. She played Big Mama Thornton, right, in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And she's done Rent.
So she's going to sing with you?
She's going to sing. We're doing a duet, and she's doing A Natural Woman. She is
she's
a natural
sing,
woman.
You Make Me Feel.
Yes.
Parentheses,
yes,
like a natural
is.
Woman. That's the way the song is the name yes. of the song. And that's, of course, the song that Aretha Franklin made famous.
Yes, I wanted that song, but I'm letting her have it.
She's singing it all by herself?
Yes.
Yeah, well, if you'd thought it would be called Camp, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I mean, then you should be a drag queen.
I know.
And then it would be funny.
I do it anyway.
Well, yes. We all have some natural woman inside us, right?
Oh, we do. We do. Of various
so,
races.
It's Carole King, for those of you wondering
yes.
what the heck we're talking about, because I forgot to mention Carole King just before we started talking about natural. She wrote that song.
Yes.
She wrote I Feel the Earth Move. This is from mm-hmm. her album Tapestry, and you're mm-hmm. going to sing that entire album. It's from a time when albums were albums, where there was a real concept, a real flow to it.
Yeah.
I was just listening to Rubber Soul. I know. The Beatles and the Boomers. Don't get me started. But what a brilliant record, the way it's constructed. And Tapestry is very much the same sort of, each song leads to the next song. It's just got a, it's got an organic whole to it as an album.
That's true. It has that same vibe through all the songs.
It does. I feel the earth move so far away. That's the first song. Second song, You've Got a Friend.
Yep.
You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. What out of that, the catalog, out of that album, what is it when you know it's the turn to, time to sing that song that you get a little extra excited about?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I really get excited about Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. There's something about that song that just really touches me. It's sad. And I can definitely identify with that feeling of wondering, are you going to still love me? Do you even love me in the first place? And if you do, will you love me tomorrow? You know? anyway, it is something that I can definitely relate to. And also, I really love So Far Away because my boyfriend lives so far away. So I can identify.
In Japan, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want to, I don't want to impose on you, but gosh, I know what a talent you are. I mean,
thank you.
I don't like it when people go, hey, can you just tell me some of your act and do some jokes for me? I'm like,
jokes.
No, I hate that. No, you're not having a cocktail. No. And
how about I tell some jokes and you sing?
How about not? But so I think it's kind of odd to be a person, a host asking, hey, can you just sing a few? Like, because you're just sitting here talking, but I think it's different for singers.
I don't mind at all. Yeah.
Because you can just start singing.
Yeah.
You haven't warmed up or anything?
I don't mind.
You don't have a whole process?
No, I'm good. I actually, okay, don't tell anyone, but I'm not, I don't warm up. I just have a cocktail.
Are you serious?
I really don't warm up. I practice, like I do rehearsals and stuff, but.
Well, that's a warm up.
I don't do a warm up before the show so much. I just go right
into
it.
What do you do? Just rest your voice?
I do rest my
voice. Clear your throat.
Yeah,
do some
don't talk
tea.
Too much.
Yeah, yeah, don't talk too much.
Do the tea if I'm having any issues. But I can do a little bit. You want to hear a little?
Sure, I would love to. It would make me really happy.
Okay. This is, let's see. So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door, but it doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again would only do me good, but it doesn't help to know you're so far away.
Thank you, Joanne Marr, our engineer here on KLW at
KLW.
Yeah, I
heard that reverb.
She put a little effect on it. Awesome job. She works with music a lot.
She's a DJ.
She does a lot of music programming, lot of music specials and stuff like that. So thank you, Joanne. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
That was cool.
Thanks. Thank you. You know, that's wait till you hear it with piano, though, and that'll be really nice.
Well, what's interesting about that song is that it's got an intimacy, and yet it's got a kind of wispiness. It's both intimate and kind of dreamy at the same time. There's a sort of emotional intimacy, and yet it's also sort of, you know, she's kind of like, she's kind of dreamy.
Yeah, and she sort of like laid herself bare with that album, really. I mean, she was so open about her emotions in those songs, and the way that she writes, and she writes some of these songs with other people, but Carole King writes in a really simplistic way, and the music,
which is the hardest thing to do.
Yeah,
not simplistic,
right?
But simple.
Yes,
it's very hard
simple.
To do.
Simple, and it's so powerful and so easy to understand. But yeah, it comes across as maybe easy to do, but it's really not, because how many people have written amazing music like that? Not that many.
It's like great food. It's a few simple, great ingredients.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although not with certain dishes. French food is, of course, much more interesting and complex sometimes.
Yes.
But wow, that is just wonderful. Now, you're listening, by the way, to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman, and my guest is Jason Brock, who became famous a year ago on X Factor on Fox TV. And he's singing Carole King's album, A Tapestry, with his friends. That'll be this Sunday and Saturday, Saturday and Sunday, at Martuni's, which is a piano bar at Valencia and Market in San Francisco. And you can follow him on Twitter at Jason Brockley. And you can find him on the web at jasonbrockvocals.com. What's your Tumblr page?
I have, it's Jason Brockley as well. And then I'm on Facebook too and Instagram.
You're on everything.
I'm on everything.
Because you're young and it's important.
It's important. It makes my life so much better.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the social media. On Twitter, you were telling me before we went live with the show that you've got we've got tons of followers. In fact, sadly, or maybe it isn't sad, you had 170,000 when you were really famous for that period of time last year, and now you have about half that.
I know.
It's still a lot of followers, dude.
I do.
And so I'm just wondering how you feel about that change.
Oh,
and if that's impacted you much. And then I want to talk about the young kids a little bit more.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I when I first got on Twitter, there was like a story out in the media about how I had so many followers. It's incredible. And like more followers than the other finalists. But I don't know why I had so many followers. Like, I honestly feel like a lot of those followers may not have even been real. Because I don't know if you're aware of this. You can buy Twitter followers. And so
I've heard about this recently.
Yeah. And I thought, did someone buy those for me? Because this is what happened. Almost 100,000 followers disappeared in a week. And that's just crazy. It's almost uncanny. I really think they were purchased followers. I have no idea who did it. X Factor said they didn't, but I just wonder. Anyway, but now I have like about 70-something thousand, and they're real people. And they, you know, I'm happy with that. At least they're real. Yeah. And but I mean, it was kind of sad. I try not to compare my followers, but I still do it. It's kind of like, you know, people do it.
What do you mean compare? Oh, how many?
Oh, yeah. How many does this person have? Oh, how many do I have? You know, oh, God, I must be a loser.
We all do that.
Right?
We all do that. Now, let's move on to Instagram. What are you experiencing with that?
Oh, well, Instagram, I also have a lot of followers.
Basically like tweeting photographs.
Yeah, yeah. I tweet photographs like at least once a day, but I have to say I like Twitter better. Instagram is fine, but I find it... It's a bit of a chore to like upload a photo every day because I'm like, I don't know what to upload. If I thought I had great content all the time, I would put it up there. I need someone to do that for me. That'd be great.
Put that on your list.
Oh, yeah. It's on my list. I'll ask my manager if he can do it.
People have this. People,
that's true.
You know,
that's
famous
true.
People do have this.
That's true.
Tweeting for them, too.
Yeah. Well, also, Instagram is kind of like, I don't find conversations happen there very easily. Twitter and Facebook, easy to have conversations.
Yes.
Yeah.
So who do you enjoy on Twitter? Who do you enjoy getting back to and retweeting and who are you in contact with?
Oh,
like, it's fun.
Me?
I've seen a bunch of your tweets and you can get a little naughty.
I do get naughty.
I get naughty
at least once a day.
It's fun.
I tweet about Zayn Malik from One Direction all the time.
I saw that.
I've gotten unusual gifts from fans at shows, like Zayn Malik dolls and keychains and stuff like that, because they know I like him. And he's my imaginary boyfriend, a.k.a. and or lover. Anyway, my fans love it because they're like little, like 13 to 16 year old girls and stuff. And they love the Zayn tweets. But also I tweet people in real life, like, Mario Lopez. We tweet back and forth quite a bit, actually. So I think Mario Lopez has a special place in his heart for me.
This is public radio. That's okay. We can go there. Hey, listen, before we go, we want to make sure we listen to your new, you have a new single.
Yes.
Called Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's coming.
And you brought that for us to listen to.
I did.
Let's tune in. This is Jason Brock on Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Listen to this.
Return to go and the search and
Jason Brock here on Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Thanks for joining us tonight. Today, maybe it's your morning. Maybe you're podcasting us. Jason Brock, that's your new single, Beautiful.
Yes, it's coming.
You wrote that.
I wrote that.
So you write music as well as being singing.
That's right.
Interpreting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who are you listening to now besides yourself? Give us something to listen to that you're tuned into.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, always like Anita Baker, Patti LaBelle, Tina Turner. Always listen to those. But something that I'm listening to more of lately is like Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, like that sort of neo-soul sound.
Neo-soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, that's kind of a hashtag for you on SoundCloud.
Yes,
I saw that.
On SoundCloud. Oh, yeah. Check me out on SoundCloud. I have a preview of a different single I'm working on.
What's that called?
It's called BCL, which is Bay City Lights. It's a song about San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
BCL.
We can't have it. There's always room for more of those.
Right?
There are.
I'm hoping that it's a nice song for people. I like it.
So you're busy sometimes in the studio recording and writing?
That's right. I feel so comfortable there.
And you're performing this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Kick off the holidays here on Out in the Bay.
That's right.
At Martuni's at 7 o'clock. That's Martuni's here in the city. It's a piano bar. You must know about Martuni's if you want to know San Francisco.
Absolutely.
And you're doing Carole King's 1971 album.
Yes.
Back in the old days when we had vinyl and we had to get up and flip it over.
Should we say how many years ago that was?
No, let's not. 42. But
okay.
I was good at math. But that's Tapestry, which is just was a seminal album, really, and,
yes.
and a coming-of-age album for a lot of the lesbian feminists.
And yeah.
Not that I was one of those, but I'm just saying.
Not you.
No, not really. I'm not identifying that. No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh.
But it was a very important album at the time, and I'm really looking forward to hearing you sing this record. So thank you very much again, Jason Brock, for being on the show.
Oh, I'm glad you're going to be there, too.
Great. Jason Brock, Tapestry, singing Tapestry. That's right. At Martuni's Saturday and Sunday. You can find him, Jason Brockley, on Twitter and Tumblr, and Jason Brock Vocals on the web, jasonbrockvocals.com. You've been listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. Our show streams and is on the air at 91.7 FM every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific. It streams at klw.org. And then we archive it for podcasting and on-demand listening at outinthebay.com or outinthebay.org. We own it all, baby. Check out our Playing Favorites page, where we put up a dozen of our best shows over these last 8 years. Ang Lee, Sylvester, John Waters, many more. We're part of a special event Tuesday after Thanksgiving, December 3rd. That's Giving Tuesday. It's at the crowdfunding site for nonprofits, Razoo, R-A-Z-O-O. They help people put their money into causes they believe in, you know, like Out in the Bay. So just go to razoo.com to find out more and help us make #GivingTuesday a success. We appreciate it. Get us on your phone. Just go to our website, outinthebay.com, and download the Stitcher app. And you can write us, but please, you know, try not to yelp at us. That is so tired. Be positive. Try to be sweet. Marilyn at outinthebay.com and Eric at outinthebay.com. Thanks to the staff and management of KLW and to Joanne Marr, our engineer tonight. Fantastic job. Out in the Bay is produced by Eric Jansen and me. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Thanks for joining me. Thank you.